What's up, brother?
Hey, Hulk, how are you?
I'm doing perfect, brother. How are you doing?
Hulk Hogan, the biggest ever name in wrestling, is coming to the UK for an exclusive evening with event at Sheffield Arena on Saturday, November the 14th. My name is Graham Walker, and my special guest on the phone today, all the way from the USA, to tell us all about it, is the man himself. Hi, Hulk, how's things?
Yo, Graham Mania, brother. Things are going really, really good, man.
You've been to the UK many times, but your evening with appearance at Sheffield Arena on November the 14th, it'll be different. You're not going to be wrestling in the ring. What else can fans expect?
The Hulkamaniacs are in full force. Sheffield Arena is going to be awesome. It's going to be a great time to meet all the UK Hulkamaniacs, get some autographs done, get some pictures done. Then we're going to have a Q&A, you know, where I can get into it with my maniacs and talk about the business and my personal life and anything they want to know. I look so forward to coming because I was there a few months ago doing some publicity, and then things went awry, and now I get a chance to come back and see all my friends. I'm really excited. On a personal level, you know, people ask me a lot of stuff that, you know, when I answer them, they're pretty surprised, you know, that things are pretty the way they are. I mean, it's just a lot of fun. Expect the unexpected, and the more excited the crowd is during the question and answers, the better it goes and the longer it goes. Sometimes I'm supposed to do it for a certain amount of time, and we get carried away and go twice as long sometimes, so it can be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm sure we want all the excitement and that you normally bring to the ring. Yeah, will we get the traditional ring entrance with the bandana, glasses, the feather boa, ripping off your shirt?
Oh, brother, come on. Of course I'm Hulk Hogan, man. I sleep with that stuff on. Of course I'm going to be wearing it.
Fantastic.
Of course I am.
And let me ask about that iconic look. How did the bandana and the glasses and the feather boa and the shirt ripping, how did it all come about, Hulk?
Oh, it all came in stages. The shirt ripping started when Vince McMahon Sr. first brought me to New York in 1978. He had a huge cape and a huge robe made for me from the New York Opera. They made this cape for me. And it was almost like the curtains in the opera house. It was so heavy. So when I had to carry it around with me everywhere, I was trying to think of another gimmick or something else I could do. And just out of nowhere, I was in the gym working out, and I had a shirt on that had been washed a bunch of times, but it still stunk, even though it was washed. And as soon as I put it on, I smelled the shirt, and I just ripped it off. I didn't even want that smell in my body. And somebody in the gym said, "Oh, you should do that in the ring." So that kind of started that way. The mustache and the look, I've had a mustache ever since I got out of high school. My girlfriend said she liked guys that had a mustache. So once I drew that mustache in, it never came off. Bandana came about when I started losing all my hair. When I won the belt from the Iron Sheik, I was pretty much done with the hair. It was going out at a rapid pace. So I tried the headband first, and then the hair kept going farther, so I put the bandana on. And it just kind of like became my look, you know. I got used to wearing it. People used to seeing me in it, and all of a sudden, if I didn't have it on, they were, "How come you don't have the bandana on?" And I didn't know you were that bald headed. You know, I was getting a million different things. So the look just kind of like came about over the years. And the boas, you know, I've seen several wrestlers over the years put the boas on, and it kind of gives you an arrogance of evil. So when I turn into Hollywood Hogan, and I'm Hollywood from California, I make movies, plus I wrestle, the boas just fit right in with that character. So it was the sum of all the parts, and it took a while to put it all together.
Do you go out on a normal evening wearing all that gear, or is the disguise to take it off?
even if I take it off, people know who I am.
I'm sure they do.
The mustache off. I've worn wigs in different movies with black hair, and people still say, "There's Hulk Hogan." It's hard to hide.
I just want to remind everybody, Hulk, that you're a 12-time world champion. You're regarded by many as the greatest, most famous, and certainly the most colourful wrestler of all time. How do you rate yourself in the scale of wrestling?
Oh, brother, stop. You know, I'm like, I can't talk about myself. The fans already know I'm the greatest of all time, brother. The UK fans know about the 12-time champs. They know about everything, brother. They know what changed this business over and over and over again, man. And they also love Hollywood Hogan, you know. So at the end of the day, my name has been around so long that it's cool that all these generations, you know, the grandfather, the fathers, the sons, everybody knows Hulk Hogan. I'm still having a great time, still in great shape. And I mean, they know, brother, they've been with me on this whole ride. They know when I've won, they know when I've lost, they know when I've stumbled, they know when I've got back up. They know everything about me, brother. So you just need to let them know what time and where I'm going to be at, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Let me ask you, Hulk, you faced the biggest, toughest, biggest names in wrestling, everybody from Andre the Giant to The Rock. Who's the best you've ever grappled, and what's been your most memorable match?
Well, the best I've ever grappled was The Rock. This guy had the talent, he had everything, and if things went wrong in the ring, he knew how to call an audible. I mean, he knew how to fix things on the spot. He had just an instinct. He had a really good feel for this business. So The Rock, without a doubt, was the easiest and the best. The toughest I ever had to wrestle, and the most memorable match ever, was Andre the Giant at WrestleMania 3. You know, I have to talk about the Macho Man Randy Savage. I cannot talk about wrestling without him. He was my mainstay. He was the guy I used to love to wrestle anytime I could, because you always knew you were going to get the Macho Man. That was very important, to have somebody come at you wide open. So I had a lot of good ones, and you can't forget Piper. We had some epic battles.
You're in amazing shape. You've got muscles and a physique a man in his 20s would be proud of. How do you maintain that? And what's your daily exercise and eating routine, Hulk?
Well, the lifestyle. I mean, you know, it's my wife Jennifer has me eating all organic food. It's very hard to even eat at a 5-star restaurant now, because her food is so good that she cooks. She has an unbelievable talent, not only for cooking good food, but just the taste and the herbs and all the organic stuff. So, you know, it's a lifestyle. And at my age, at 62 years young, you have to be very consistent with your training. If your elbows hurt or your knees, and, you know, you have different injuries like back surgeries and knee replacements and hip replacements, you have to, you know, have enough wherewithal to train through that and go, okay, you know, it'd be really easy to go, I'm 60 years old, I miss a bunch of workouts or forget working out, but I don't want to be that person. So it's a lifestyle.
You know, most sports stars are burnt out by the time they're about 40. You've just admitted you're 62 years young. We also want to see you back in the ring. Have you officially retired from wrestling, or can we expect a comeback?
You know, Vince McMahon says never say never. I'd have to be very careful. You know, everything would have to be very calculated. The last WrestleMania, you know, we had a little physical encounter, and I got pushed into a steel pole and took a crazy bump outside on the floor. So, I wish I had done things a little bit differently, but, you know, there was a give and take for that, for doing that. You know, some things happened just from that, which are okay. But, you know, you get back in the ring again, if it made sense, if people would really have fun with it, you know, because, you know, I wouldn't want to get in there and try to say, this is going to be the greatest match I've ever seen, and then he's too slow, he's missing a step, he can't get up fast enough, he can't do what he used to do. You know, I wouldn't want people to understand, I'm just going out there this one last time to have fun, you know, and it'd have to be something I'd really have to have a handle on what's going on, because I can't afford any more downtime or surgeries. There's a lot of wrestling opportunities out there, you know. The WWE would be a great place to end my career. But until then, I'm just going to keep moving. And this thing at Sheffield Arena is the beginning of many to come.
You made some great fun movies back in the day, like Rocky III, Suburban Commando, Mr. Nanny, and then the reality TV show, Hogan's Knows Best. Any plans to return to the big screen or TV?
I'm not sure yet. You know, I'm not sure. I'm wide open, you know. Just working here at the house on the Hogan's Beach Bar and Hogan's Beach Shop, and getting ready to do some other locations, and staying busy full time every day. You know, the movie thing, there's always stuff that comes up. You know, I get people calling me, but it has to be the right stuff, you know.
I hear you've been talking to your old pal Sylvester Stallone about appearing as the bad guy in The Expendables 4. Is that true and likely to happen?
No, I haven't talked to him. But there's a bunch of people that have thrown my name around and done stuff. And I'd love to read a script. I don't know how many more they're going to make, so I'd love to be in the next one. You never know how many they're going to make. I'd love to be the bad guy again in a Stallone movie. It'd be a lot of fun.
It's been an absolute pleasure to chat. Can't wait to see you in the UK.
I hope I get to see you over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Just remind everybody, all the Hulkamania fans, Sheffield Arena, November 14th. Oak, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, brother.